Jy is ingeskakel op Tygerberg op 104 FM, dis Bonanza oomblik tyd. En soos ek jou beloof het, saam met my in die atelier is Euclid Jacobs. And we're speaking about his CD, Hello Tomorrow. And I believe it's not even his first CD. It's definitely not his debut CD, but I'm going to leave it to him to tell you his amazing story. So Euclid, good morning and welcome to Tygerberg 104 FM.
Ek is hier so, as hy.
Ja, hier is ons nou splinter nuwe atelier. Alles soos jy kan sien, hulle blink eintlik so nuut is dit.
Dit is fantasties hier so, ek hou van die werkspasie.
Ah, oh, Euclid, weet jy, die Here is so goed gewees, regtig waar. En natuurlik, is, as ons so kan saam staan, and we can just bring excellence and present him to the world in the excellent way and the excellent God that he is.
I'm a man of excellence myself.
Eh? Yeah, that's become quite clear. So ek het 'n bietjie gaan kyk hier op jou Facebook blad, gaan kyk op jou biografie wat op jou webtuiste is en dit is uitstekend. Well done. Dis user friendly, gemaklik op die oog om te lees ook.
Amen.
So Euclid, jy's nou hierso vandag. Vertel ons 'n bietjie jou verhaal. Waar kom Euclid Jacobs vandaan? What makes this man tick?
You know, Euclid Jacobs is ek is gebore in die Kaap. En Kaapstad, ek is een van ons eie. Ek is baie lief vir die Here. Ek is 'n baie eenvoudige mens. As mense na my kyk, dink hulle nie so nie, maar ek is 'n eenvoudige mens en ek is mal verlief op die Here. Ek het skool gegaan in Kuilsrivier, De Kuilen. Hoor, dis my alma mater, soos hulle sê. En dan ek is 'n familieman. Ek het 'n pragtige vrou, Nolene Jacobs, en twee kinders, dogters, 11 en Jordan is 11 en dan 5 my jongste dogtertjie. Ook 'n assistentpastoor by 'n kerk in Saxonburg Park genoem Tabernacle of Worship. So ek is heeltemal what they call sold out for Jesus. En meer as die dienswerk van die Here, hou ek van om te werk met met straatmense. Ons doen straatmense, ons gee hulle, ons gaan uit en ons voed hulle. Meer as net die stage. Want die stage is nie, it's not the true reflection of what a Christian should be like. It is when people don't see you, who are you?
Verseker, so, wie is ek? Ja, wie is ek as die kamera ligte nie op my is nie?
Dis reg.
Euclid, nou jy het so 'n interessante verhaal, interessante lewe en dit is opmerklik. Jy het gesê jy's 'n man wat lief is vir die Here. Dis opmerklik. Jy het net hierdie gelaat wat net so glinster vir die Here en ons weet dit is sy lig wat in en deur jou skyn. Maar nou het jy gesê daar's 'n hele klompie mense rondom jou, vrou, kinders. Luister hulle, soos ons nou gesels.
Hulle luister soos ons gesels.
Stuur vir hulle shout-out daar, Euclid. Come on now.
Ja, hulle weet ek is baie lief vir hulle. En, ek sê altyd, if my wife don't celebrate me, then it's meaningless for the whole world to celebrate me. My kids need to celebrate me. Hulle sing my songs. Hulle is my grootste fans, verstaan jy? So ek lewe vir hulle. En dan ook, ons het 'n baie sterk Christian family by Tabernacle of Worship. And they're constantly praying for me. So wat julle sien van buite af is, there's a lot of prayer that's behind this. I never go on tour if the intercessors are not praying for me. Voordat ek die huis verlaat, sal hulle kom en hulle sal bid. So there's a lot of people that's part of the success. I've got Brandon van der Vyver doing B-style, hy style my, as julle sien hoe ek lyk as hy. If you look at the cover design, it's Wesley Thomas from Wetrock Designs, Rapid Creations, Jerome Rapitsi, wat die website doen, dan het ek die photography, JP Crouch Photography. So daar's 'n hele paar mense wat ek kan bedank vir waar ek is. I believe in group work. And, our Christian walk is all about the people around us helping. It's not a one-man show. It's about us glorifying God.
Ja, en ek denk, wat het so makkelijk maak vir hierdie kostbare mense, soos jy nou genoem het, Brandon en 'n hele klompie ander, ek denk, dis vir hulle baie makkelijk om met jou te werk. Jy kom vir my voor as 'n persoon wat plat op die aarde is.
So plat soos 'n menorah blyd, soos hulle sê. Ek moet dit makkelijk maak. Ek het besef dat no man is an island. And if you want to be successful in life, you need to be able to listen and learn from others as well.
Nou, het daar altyd baie singery in jylle huisgesin, soos jy opgegroeid. Is jy die singer of kom jy maar van 'n familie wat sing?
Die hele familie sing. As daar, kyk, my ma, sy sê sy brul nou, want sy was 'n onderwyser en sy het haar stem verloor, maar hulle allemaal sing, my niggie sing, my pa was in die army band al die jare. Vir 40 jaar was hy daar, so muziek was altyd in ons bloed. En as na na begrafnisse, dan kom ons familie by mekaar. En dan het die ooms vat die gitare en hulle vat die, hulle sal die piano en hulle sing. So musiek was altyd deel van ons familie.
But you also a classically trained pianist.
Oh yes, I am.
Vertel ons van daai reis.
Kom ek sê vir jou, my pa, ons radio was altyd op 101.3, Fine Music Radio.
Yeah.
So die classical music was, my pa het geseker gemaak, jy sal classical music doen.
Yeah.
Want dit is iets wat waarvoor hy baie lief was. So dis wat waar ons om groot geraak het. So ek het de graad 8 in klassieke muziek. Ek het gedoen tot matriek toe, by de Keulen. So ek hou van my klassieke muziek. Alhoewel ek haat die bladmuziek. Ek haat het, dit wat hulle so voor jy sit en dan moet jy net speel. Ek haat het. Somewhere down the line, God just opened my ear for music.
Yeah.
Where I could, you can sing and I can play.
But you started writing songs at a very young age, like 10 years old?
Yes, it was very, very young age. I remember the first song that, because basically, classical music, for me, this is just my opinion. It maak ons bietjie lei, want jy kry die muziek voor jou aan spelen. But God opened my ear. The first song I ever played by ear was Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
Oh,
the
wow.
First thing, and from there on, it just started growing, and I started writing music, you know. But it happened when I found God, really, when I found God. But this was rondom 13 years old. Toe ek die Here vind, het ek vir die eerste keer iets gehad om oor te skryf. Like, I can't write about a baby, I don't know. But I can write about a Jesus who saved me.
Amen, amen. En ons praat in die atelier met Euclid Jacobs. Ons praat oor sy CD, Hello Tomorrow. En bly ingeskakel, want hier is nou in twee woorde wat jy moet onthou, Hello Tomorrow. Sommer na ons volgende gesprekkie gaan ek jou iets daar oor sê. Euclid, so you started writing songs from a very young age, maar 'n mens raak soms sidetrack, nê? As jy 'n kind is, een oomblik speel jy sokker en dan spandeer 'n mens klomp geld vir jou kind, vir daai sokker kit, en is nie lankie nie, maar ek wil nie meer sokker speel, ek wil nou swem. Dan moet jy weer swem goggles gaan koop. Of die kind sê vir nie, maar nou wil ek cricket speel en daai is nou 'n duur sport, cricket. Het dit met jou ook gebeur dat jy gevoel het, I don't want to do this anymore, en wat het jou pa gedoen om jou geïnteresseerd te hou?
Kom ek sê vir jy, my pa is 'n weermag man, en jy gaan nie vir hom sê wat jy wil en nie wil doen, jy sal dit doen, maar kom ek sê vir jy, ek dink het was dan het 8 daar rond, toe het ek gegaan, en ek weet nie wat gebeur het nie, maar I actually convinced him to sign the papers that I want to change my music as a subject. He signed it, ek weet nie hoe dit gebeur het nie, but you know what happened? Daai het getekende dokument het weggeraak. Het het weggeraak en daai is dieselfde tydperk toe die Here my supernaturally my oor oopgemaak het vir music. Toe ek aan liefde vir dit. Want ek was frustreerd met die bladmusiek wat ek nie wil, want ek is lui. That's the truth of the matter. So daai is my verhaal.
Maar ek het gehoor dat daar 'n stadium gekom het by jou pa jou moes omkoop met R20.
Dis korrek. Dit was in die City Hall. Die Cape Town City Hall het ek gegaan en ek het op die stage gegaan. Ek onthou dit, ek was klein maar mannetjie en ek staan daar so en ek kyk oor die skare en hy hele plek is vol mense. Ek het net so gekyk en ek was verboureerd soos hulle sê en ek wil afhardloop van die stage af en my pa wys my R20 en ek sê, well, I'll do this for the 20 rand. En ek het nie gins gedoen, want vandag nog, you know, if I can run away from the stage, I'll do that. You know, I'm not the limelight type of person.
Yeah.
But I know I've got a responsibility and a calling upon my life to tell people that Jesus loves. So whatever is placed within me, I will do it. That time I did it for the 20 rand. Now I do it because I know there's a calling upon my life.
Amen, want ek wil nou nie sê, maar dit toch asjeblief, blijf jy meer met ons nie. Nee, wat we do strange things when we are young, absolutely strange things, maar dan groei ons nou op. Hy het so prachtige webtuis, dan gaan besoek dit www.euclidjacobs.co.za en dan gaan lees jy alles daar oor om. Sy biografie is daar, sy hele verhaal, al die interessanthede rondom hierdie kunstenaar is natuurlijk op sy webtuis beskikbaar. Oh, ek het eenvoudig amper nie woorde nie, en dit is Euclid Jacobs, is van sy CD Hello Tomorrow en Love Me Less. And if you wanted to know who wrote this song, tell us, Euclid, who wrote the song?
This song was written by Neville D. himself.
Ah, Neville D. himself, well done. So what's your connection, you and Neville D.?
Well, we started, he's been one of the people that I kind of looked up to for many years. And but this time around, I said, listen, if I want to do something proper, and just go to the best.
Yes.
To one of the best, in my opinion. And Neville produced this album, and we've become real, real good friends. And he poured out more than what the business relationship required. And I just realized that this guy is a phenomenal child of God. Mm. So he produced this album, and I believe we've produced a very good product for God's people.
More than a very good, it's an amazing, it's absolutely fantastic, well done. And about Neville D, speaking about him, I think he was awarded producer of the year recently. What
yeah,
is the
VGMA.
There we go.
Victory Gospel.
There we go. There we go. So back to you. The spotlight is rightly on you. Tell us a little bit about the CD. What can the listeners expect?
Well, there's some Afrikaans songs on there. You know, which really, it's really dear to my heart. There's songs like Daar is Niemand, Saligmaker, you know, it tells a story a little bit about myself. And then there's songs about, you know, that about God's love was amazing. You know, we've got phenomenal songwriters also on the song. The one of the songs also was written by, co-written by Israel Houghton as well. Israel Houghton, Alvin Hendricks and Neville himself.
Yes.
You know, and then I've written a couple of songs, and the I think the first song on the album was written by my, you know, co-written by my daughter, who's 11 years old, Jordan Jacobs. And but this album specifically has been directed to the church. So I want people to all over to sing these songs in their churches, because it's just that good. You know, if you want a blast in on a Sunday morning, get your hands on Hello Tomorrow album.
Another question I wanted to ask you, being a pastor and a leader in your own church, the church is called?
Tabernacle of Worship.
Tabernacle of Worship, where are you?
We are in Saxonburg Park, two in Kelsrum.
Know exactly where that is. Where do you think God's people are today? Where are we? Where are we in this, can one almost say, the dawn of the age? Where are we? How do you as a leader view this world right now?
Well, I know what we're experiencing right now is quite a mess. If you look at our country.
Yes.
I'm saying that we are the light of this world. And I believe that the Bible says, I was just reading it this morning in Acts 4 verse 12, it says, salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under the, given to mankind by which we must be saved. I believe that we as the body of Christ needs to stand up and realize that we've got the name and the power of Jesus behind us. We don't need to falter, and we don't need to, you know, because we get scared. We don't need to be scared. We need to get up, stand up, and be the light of this world like Jesus instructed us to be.
Amen. Amen. En dis die woorde van Euclid Jacobs in die ateljee saam met my. Ons praat oor sy CD Hello Tomorrow. Hier is 'n paar pragtige snitte. Ons het sopas het ek vir jou gespeel nommer 7 Love Me Less, en voor hy nog hier weggaan vandag, gaan ek nog 'n snit speel, 'n pragtige snit van een van sy Afrikaanse liedjies, en dit is Saligmaker, so bly ook daarvoor ingeskakel. Euclid, wat hoe sien jy die toekoms?
Die toekoms, ek sê dat jou toekoms, it's only as bright as what you allow Jesus to take control of your life.
Amen.
You know, I believe that when your life is in the hands of Jesus, you don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. You know, I've got crazy faith. I don't care what the circumstances look like. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the situation is right now. All I care about, or all I know, is that I believe in Jesus. That's all.
Ja. Want weet jy, daar is definitief iets wat om daaroor te sê, the level, it's almost like a level. Kyk, ons by die Here kom, then we lay it down.
Yes.
We lay down our old life and we step into our new life.
Yes.
Now, the level with which we have been laying down the old man is going to determine the quality of that resurrection. So if I've laid down and now I'm going to be resurrected, well, how much did I lay down? Was it all of me, so that all of me can be resurrected?
Amen. Amen. I love that. I love that.
So tell us about your first CD, because this is your second one.
That's the second one, yes. The first one was called I Am More. And basically, it's bespoke about, you know, I was in my journey as a musician and as an artist. I was told so many times that I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
But the Bible says in Romans 8, verse 37, that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And I, you know, God, by living that word of God, you know, I saw how I was really conqueror. When you're in Christ, only when you're in Christ, you will able to conquer. So that was the first album.
Yeah. En dis alweer tyd vir ons om te groet. Die tyd het so vinnig verby gegaan. Ons wil van ons luisteraars sê, die SMS se stroom hier in. Ek wil nog 'n geleentheid vir jou gee sodat ons dan twee wenners gaan kies. Elke luisteraar gaan 'n geleentheid kry om om natuurlik of liewer nie elke luisteraar nie, uit die groep wat ge-SMS, twee luisteraars gaan elke CD kry. En Euclid, what are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future is just to glorify the name of Jesus. I don't know what the future holds, but I know my future is safe in the hands of my Father.
Ja, en gaan dit nou 'n rustige kers wees? Het jy 'n paar optredes gehad? Waar was dit oral hierdie?
Ek was by Beauty of Difference, Neville D's DVD recording en dan het ek
dit was by Lighthouse.
By Lighthouse, ja. En dan het ek my CD gelaunch nou verlede Vrydag en dan het ek ook 'n series gelaunch.
Ja.
So nou wil ek 'n bietjie tyd verspandeer met Nolan Jacobs.
Jordan
Jacobs en Jesse Jacobs.
Ah, oh, awesome. So dit gaan net so 'n lekker vakansie wees. Wil jy dalk so 'n spesiale boodskap stuur aan stunning span wat rondom jou is?
You know, I just want to say to them, thank you so much for what you've done. You know, words cannot describe. The money is not, I know it's not about the money, because you've been moved by, you know, by the voice of God. And thank you so much for what you've done. And we're going to have a fantastic 27 in Jesus.
I believe that so. I believe that as well. Yeah, and most importantly, how do the listeners get hold of your album?
Well, they can find me on the website. Mm-hmm. They see they'll be able to do where they can do bookings as well. They can right. also order the album from there. And they can also phone this number. They can get David. David will get the album to them. It will be delivered to their doorstep. It's 078-252-0345. 078-252-0345, David.
Great. And if you go to Euclid's Facebook, is on the internet to www.euclid, it's E-U-C-L-I-D, Euclid Jacobs, all one word, .co.za, you'll find his homepage, his biography, discography, his videos, photos, and of course, to do your bookings, you'd be able to find that as well. What's your Facebook name?
It's Euclid Jacobs.
All right.
That's my name.
Insta?
Instagram is also, it's Euclid Jacobs Official.
All right. And then Twitter, of course.
No, I'm not Twitter.
Why is that? Why is
we
that?
Must still sort that out. It is. It's just that's in progress.
It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
Like do have a fantastic day and also a marvelous Christmas, blessed Christmas with your family. And we trust the Lord that the absolute best is waiting on you and your music ministry also in 2017 to continue proclaiming his name.
Thank you so much to you and Radio Tigerberg. Thank you so much.